13. A Coke and a Smile. I know now that the man who sat with me on the old wooden stair that hot summer night over 35 years ago was not a tall man. But to a 5-year-old, he was a giant. Thirsty? Grandpa asked. Yes, was my reply. How about running over to the gas station there and get yourself a bottle of Coke? I couldn't believe my ears. On my family's modest income, Coke was not a part of our budget or diet. Okay, I replied shyly. Grandpa reached his huge hand deep into the pocket and took out some silver coins. He instructed me to pick out a dime and then stood up. Okay, he said, helping me down the stairs and to the curb. I'm going to stay here, and I'll tell you when it's safe to cross. You go over to the Coke machine, get your Coke, and come back. Wait for me to tell you when it's safe to cross back. My heart pounded. I clutched my dime tightly in my sweaty palm. Grandpa held my hand tightly. Together, we looked up the street and down. He told me it was safe to cross. I ran faster than I had ever run before. Reaching the other side, I turned to find Grandpa. There he was, standing exactly where I had left him, smiling proudly. I waved. Go on, hurry up, he yelled. My heart pounded wildly as I heard the Coca-Cola machine motor humming. I walked directly to the big old red and white dispenser. I knew where to insert my dime. I had seen it done before and had fantasized about this moment many times. The big old monster greedily accepted my dime. On tiptoes, I reached up and opened the heavy door and grabbed one. The bottle was cold in my sweaty hands. I will never forget the feeling of the cool glass on my skin. Coke in hand, I proudly turned back to find Grandpa. He was waiting patiently. He smiled. Stop right there, he yelled. One or two cars sped by me. Come on now, he said. Run! I did. Don't ever do that alone, he warned. I held the Coke bottle tightly, fearful he would make me pour it into a cup, ruining my dream. He didn't. One long swallow of the cold cola cooled my sweating body. I don't think I ever felt so proud.